Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the grace
within your heart.
Get better, because God is in control. All right, thank you for tuning in, and you can take this time to call a friend, call five friends. All right, don't be cheap. Call a few friends and tell them to tune in, because we have some exciting information, opportunity, discussion. We got some of our heavy hitters on the line already. The queue is starting to fill up. And let me just say this, that my little show is starting to grow. All right. And the Reapmore Network is expanding. All right. We've got a great show planned for you. We're going to be talking about the tapestry opportunity. And we're also going to continue our discussion from last week of the need for an ecosystem, an economic system, a system where everybody can sit at the table and eat. Everybody, if you're dead broke, get in. You can get in. You can come to the table and dine and feast, and you can progress. Because hopefully, if you do what you need to do, that you will not be broke after it's all over with. All right. If you happen to have a lot of money, we got the plans for you, too. All right. This is very, very exciting, as so many great things are happening. I always like to start with updates. All right. Let me give you some updates, because we've been talking about this zero to financial hero. And the deal is that the very nature of the time that we live in terms of the technology provides unprecedented opportunity to go literally from zero to hero. We mentioned last week, and we mentioned again this week. For example, we're giving you an update on the Flixster's opportunity, completely free, all right, but Flixster's has some things that they're working out in terms of their mainly the website is up. You go to clicksters.com, you'll see it up, and it's very colorful, very attractive. They did a great job of a new interface, but they're still working out something with the invitational links. Because the system that they have at the moment limits you to only inviting three persons at a time. And they decided that they wanted to change that. So, and Clicksters is unfortunately still in beta. We also mentioned last week that there's another great opportunity called True Connect, where you can get paid for the free phones. All right, but the True Connect system is a little intricate in terms of, you know, you take a test and then you got to have background checks and what have you, but it is still a great opportunity and indeed a very lucrative one, because for every free phone that you give away, you get paid $50. If you bring in someone as an agent, you get $350. But we want to focus our attention on this new opportunity called Rapisty. And before I forget, there's just so much on my plate, so many things I want to announce. Let me forget, because I haven't mentioned this for a while. Tune in to Black Brilliance, an excellent production, especially for those of you in the New York area. You can see it's being produced by my cousin. His name is Raleigh Hall. And just check it out on YouTube. Go to Black, however, it's spelled B-L-A-Q. B-L-A-Q, Black. Brilliance, B-R-I-L-L-A-N-C-E, on YouTube. These are very, very short, but very well-produced episodes, okay? And I'm going to mention, some of our affiliates, should I forget, because I will mention them both at the beginning and the end. Okay, do not forget about the Hand in Hand Foundation, all right, which is, let me spell it out for you, Hand, H-A-N-D, and A-N-D, and H-A-N-D Foundation, FOUNDATION.org. Okay, where the CEO is my friend and brother, Mr. Harris Walker, who's on the line as we speak. And, of course, we know that he has a number of programs. Most prominently is his Healthy Homes Project and the HHF Mall. So if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, Walmart, especially any of these big box stores, go to Hand in Hand Foundation, or you can go directly, put it in Google and go directly to Paul. He uses the word that, actually, I was not aware of this word until I heard him use it, ampersand. I know what it means. It's a little squiggly and sign. You can put that, Google that, and it'll go straight to the end, to to the HHS Moore or Hand in Hand Foundation. All right, so please support them. And by the way, in case I forget, I'm going to make the same announcement in terms of people that the Reason Network is affiliated with of the show, but I'm doing it now at the beginning just in case I forget. All right, and, you know, you get these senior moments once you get up past a certain age. But anyway, so we got the Hand in Hand Foundation. It's the fall. Okay, we got Brother Stuart Fields, a.k.a. Anointed Hands. He has a Shopify store. Support him. He is doing some great things in terms of projects that are helping helping our brothers and sisters right here in the USA, but also in the motherland, in Africa. One of his major products is the Boba Detox, which is from Ghana, Boba. It's called Boba Tonga is the name of the town. And just for the record, he will be traveling. I think he told me that this is maybe his sixth trip to Africa this year. He will be traveling to Africa. He's departing next Wednesday. All right, he'll be gone for 10 days. And as you know, him and I are doing a show together. Okay. And it's called the Reborn Report. Okay, and that's every Thursday at 6, although I'm going to give you and come in advance notice. I'm thinking about changing the time to a little later in the afternoon, you know, in the evening, 8 o'clock. But for that, at least for the next two episodes, it could be Thursday at 6 p.m. All right, so don't miss the regional report. All right, let's see. We also have, as a matter of fact, the guest on the next regional report will be Brother Jerome Kirkland, who's the CEO of Kirkland Financial Services. Okay, actually, he called it Kirkland Financial Group.com. Check him out. He has a program called 8515, which he's going to teach you how to live of your income and invest the other 15%. He also has a very innovative program that I like very much, which is a PUPFW, which stands for People United to Promote Financial Wellness, which is his answer to persons who need his services but may not be able to afford them. So he started his nonprofit entity called People United to Promote Financial Wellness, PUPFW.org, in which he offers his services for free or discounted for a period of 6 months. And so many great things are happening. We want to get those kind of announcements out the way. And we want to talk a little bit about this new opportunity that we discovered called Tapestry, okay, which is spelled with an I on the end. Okay, it's not your typical spelling. It's T-A-P-E-S-T-R-I-I-O, tapestry.io. And here's the deal. Listen very carefully. Tapestry is free. It is free. All right? And here's the deal. They say to you, okay, look, you got these apps on your phone. All right. You've got, you're exposed to the Facebook, the Google, and the real deal is whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, these entities are compiling and selling for a lot of money, your data, all right? They know where you live, how much you make, where you shop, et cetera, et cetera. They know it, and they have, whether you know it or not, if you read carefully the terms and conditions, in many cases you have consented without your knowing, because most people don't read this stuff, consented to them looking at every text, reading every text, listening to every phone call, checking out your photos, the whole nine yards. Okay, I'm not saying that they are doing these things, but they certainly have the permission to, and they definitely are selling your data. All right, or some say potato, is it data or data? Somebody correct me, who's an English major. Okay, I prefer data. But at any rate, they're selling it, and it's a huge, huge industry. But Tapestry say, well, look, let's get the people in on the action since it's their data anyway. Let's give them a piece of pie, and I'm sure Tapestry is making considerable money. They say, look, give us permission, basically track you, you know, your location, where you're going. You know, although they're claiming that certain things, that they will not be reading your text messages, they will not be listening to your phone calls. This is the claims that they're making. But the bottom line is, they're saying, if you allow us to do that, remember it is happening anyway, okay, if you allow us to do that, we will pay you. The payment is anywhere from $5 to $25 a month. Not a lot of money, okay. But remember, it is completely free. They're saying, now, everyone that you share it with is going to pay you $1. $1, everybody you share it with. So maybe if you share it with 10 people, $10 a month. Okay, I don't know. What can you do with that? Maybe you could buy a cup of coffee for a week. Okay, but it does get much better than that. But they say, well, some people, you know, people are going to write it off because the money is kind of small. But they say, okay, for those people who want more action, we'll give it to them. We're going to charge them $10. And here's the deal. Instead of them getting paid for one level, you'll get paid for two. All right, so you tell your friends, and they tell their friends, and you get paid on both of those levels. Okay, more money. Okay, now, to make it the pot even sweeter, they said, now let's really make it really attractive. We're going to establish what's called the super affiliate. Okay, an affiliate pays $10 a month. Now, let me just say before I forget that if you are an affiliate, Tapestry has not gone live yet. And why? Because they're waiting on permission from the Apple Store. They already have gotten the green light from Google. And if you see any of their the websites, you'll see that they already went ahead and said that we're so sure it's going to happen. They already have it on their website. But anyway, they haven't gone live yet. So the price is, this is a special until they go live, which could be any, well, let's say, I'm going to keep it real, maybe a week or two, within the next couple of weeks, okay? Keep it real and honest and open. So they're saying, we're going to just charge you $10 for the year and to be an affiliate. And now finally we jump to, because no, after they go live, it's going to be $10 a month. But now we go into the part that gets a little more interesting. They call it a super affiliate. When you get 10 affiliates, okay, we're going to give you, instead of a dollar, whatever those affiliates make, we're going to give you half of the money. It's going to be a 50% match. So you get an affiliate, and one affiliate might have 10 people. Another affiliate might have 500 people. All right? Someone like Mr. Harris Walker, who has 5,000 plus friends, he might come up with 500 people. Who knows? But I'm saying, if he does, I say, God bless you, because I'm going to get half of the money. Super affiliate. You got to have 10 affiliates. All right. Now, I just really got rolling with Tapestry about a week ago. And not bragging or boasting, but yours truly is a super affiliate already. I already have 10 affiliates, 10 persons who have paid the $10 for the year, for the year, for the year. I said that three times because sometimes people, you know, they don't get it. I mean, it's a bargain for $10 for the year because you're going to get 50% of your 10 affiliates. And it doesn't stop there. Okay, some people are going to know about Tapestry just from, you know, word getting around. They heard about it. Maybe they saw it on YouTube. So they didn't come into anybody. They just downloaded the app, right? This is going to be on your phone. It's going to be an app, all right? So they downloaded the app. They didn't get an invitation or link from anybody. They just came in on their own. These people are called orphans. Here's the deal. If you're a super affiliate, you get a rotation, which is very interesting when I use the word rotation, which means all super affiliates are going to get part of the action. not the ones that just have the biggest teams, because, in other words, I'm a super affiliate, but maybe there's someone who's more super than I am, and they could get all these orphans. But, no, it's going to be rotated amongst all of the super affiliates, all right? And since I'm talking about super affiliates, I'm very proud to say that someone in my team, Mr. Stuart Fields, a.k.a. Anointed Hands, and I do believe he's on the line as we speak. He is a super affiliate, my first. He joined my team. I shared it with him. We are working together, brothers and sisters, together. You know, that's one of my favorite words. Let's work together, all right? We're not going to talk about this tonight, but there's a great program for credit repair and other things called My Econ, and I am in his line, in My Econ. We're going to talk about that at some other time. We're going to kind of wait till he gets back from Africa. But at any rate, Tapestry is a great program. You need to get in on it. And let me see. See, here's the deal. You've got to look. A lot of people are missing the forest for the trees, because this is a stepping stone, a beginning stone, where you can go from this free program, and now you have built a downline, or as you know, I like to call it infrastructure. That infrastructure can produce multiple streams of income. So if you get into something like co-op life, I don't know how many of you heard about co-op life. It's kind of a reinvention of the wheel of gifting. All right, it requires three people, but you could easily have the three people already in place. Let me not forget the already in place point. The already in place, brothers and sisters, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on LinkedIn, you're on TikTok. You are already in place to experience substantial financial increase. All right? I didn't say that you're going to get rich or you're going to become wealthy, but you can experience substantial financial increase, meaning you can have substantially more than what you started out with. So let me see. I think I've run my mouth enough, although I have a whole lot more to say. But let me see. We're going to open up some of these lines since the queue is starting to fill up very nicely already. And, okay, what I want you to do, unless you have an announcement of some sort, I'm opening up the line for you to ask any questions or comments about Tapestry. Okay, we're going to kind of limit it to that space right now. Okay, and I'm going to open up first the line of Mr. Super Affiliate, Stuart Fields, a.k.a. Anointed Hands. I'm so proud of him, Stuart. Your line is open. I'm really excited to have any questions, but maybe you have some comments about this great program.
Yes. Hello to the family. Hello. Peace to the chat. And peace, Brother Gregor. How you doing today? Listen, I'm glad, y'all. I'm so excited. Brother Gregory introduced me into Tapestry family. Family, let me tell y'all something. I don't know if he told y'all at all, but listen, this thing is taking off. It's hit the ground. It's up and coming. It's running. And family, you need to take advantage of this opportunity right now to build you a downline as well as another stream of income, family. Listen, family, we live in a world today where we need multiple streams of income, where we have money coming in from all different areas, and we have to work together, help one another, so we can all get help together, family. So listen, he introduced me into Tapestry. I'm proud to announce I became a super affiliate in like 5 days, I think. It might not even been a full week. Now I'm a super affiliate, and now I'm trying to build my team up so they can become super affiliates also, family. So it's all about us working together, using our mind, and trying to build something special, family. And the thing about Tapestry is it's about to go global. So next week I'm headed to Ghana. So when I go over there, I'm getting everybody I know to sign up over there in Africa, family, because we are going to get it together and work together. And I'm just so proud and so happy to be a part of a winning team. See, this is something that I always, you know, the thing with us, we always want to be a part of something, and it's good to be a part of something. But you always got to make sure that the thing that you're a part of, you're a part of winners or you're building. And I'm glad to know that I'm with Brother Gregory Hall and everybody in my circle, and we're winning, family. It's part of a winning team. And sometimes you have to invest in things for the future. So sometimes you have to take a risk. You know, sometimes you have to step out and just believe that you're making a good decision, knowing that you may not benefit from it initially, but eventually you're going to reap the benefit, right? And this is what it's all about, family. It's all about us working together, acknowledging one another, and building our network strong. In fact, while I'm talking, I just got a message that somebody just signed up again with Tapestry.
All right. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. That is great. And I'm so glad, Brother Stewart, that you are a part of my team. you know, it's like you heard that they use the word synergy and vibes, and you know, some people they just connect. Because when I first heard this brother on the radio, on the podcast, I said, he sounds like a good brother that has community in his heart, you know, that's not puffed up and, you know, has his voice just sounds like a brother with, you know, some humility, and that's, you know, but he's a worker, he's not lazy. You know, some people are making so much money that they don't care about nobody else. They don't want to do no business with anybody else. They're on a different plane, but not Brother Stewart Fields. So give him your support, okay? And we work together. I support him. He supports me. And this is how we both grow. All right, let me open up this line because I see a number that I really don't recognize, but maybe this is someone new to the family here. 323-534. Your mic is open. Any comments, questions?
Doing well. How long has it been?
323-534. Can you identify yourself, please?
She's a calling. I was going to call you.
Yeah, I
all right. Going one. 323-534. You don't necessarily have to speak if you don't want to. If you're just listening in, that's great too. All right. So I just wanted to, you know, give you an opportunity just in case you had something to share. As I put in my little notes here, tune in and learn, call in and share. All right. We want you to know that if persons have announcements or even if they want to talk about their business, I'm not selling any time. I'm not saying you got to pay X number of dollars for a three-minute spot, or I'm not selling a half an hour for whatever. That is not happening. All right. All I ask, and I say this, is that if you announce something, let's say I don't know who you are, and you just come on and make an announcement, be willing, however, before you make that announcement, to share back. I'll use that term. All right. In other words, if I promote and allow you to make an announcement, please be willing to support Reap One Network and its affiliates. All right, we're going to open up the mic. I do believe, I should know the number by now, but this is Mr. Walker on 916-895, who was also involved in Tapestry, and he said that he's going to knock me and Stuart out the box. Okay, he didn't say that. I was making that up. Mr. Walker, that's you on 916.
Yeah, definitely. How's everybody doing?
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to say it. You just know it. So, I mean, you know, I gave y'all a head start. See, I've already, my emails are going off too.
All right.
So I just want y'all, you know, they call that giving y'all a handicap. You know what I'm saying? Because when the stallions start running, you just can't stand with them.
All right.
Yeah, this tapestry is a great thing. Hey, bro. You know, you know how we got to work together. You know, you got to help. You got to help people out a little bit. You know, give them a little head start and then push them. You know.
Because listen, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about me. Once my locomotive get moving, it's kind of hard to slow it down. So,
hey, brother, look, I'm not trying to stop nobody's train. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm riding along with you. See, that's good when you can take a train, plane, or drive. Yeah.
All right. Let me interrupt for a minute because Mr. Walker,
okay.
I really forgot to announce next week. What's the date, Mr. Walker? July the what? The 30th.
July 30th.
July 30th is the monthly Panda Express fundraiser, national. All right, you got to get Stuart to hook you up in Africa there. make it international. All right.
Now, the Panda Express fundraiser, it's a beautiful thing. It's nationwide. You know, it helps us to earn funds to combat things, and because, you know, hand in hand, we're all over, actually. I just got a new director in Atlanta. I asked her to call in today to introduce herself to our team here at Reetmore, you know. But it's about working together. You know what I'm saying? We're putting things together here. We're moving. You know, I have a lot of national businesses that I do business with, international businesses that I do business with, just with my nonprofit, by providing things like the HHF Mall for you. Who you think giving you them extra discounts? You know, there's the owners. You know what I'm saying? These people, they want to work together, but they need your involvement. You know, Rome wasn't built by one person, and we're gonna build a utopia if you work together. You know, and this tapestry is just part of it. See, the whole idea is to try to help the people who don't have any money. Now, the ones who don't have any money, you know, we have ways of you earning this money in a network situation, and we're in it ourselves, so we're vested in it. We're not telling you to jump in this and you're going to be by yourself. No. We're telling you to jump in this and be a part of what we're building. See, no matter what it takes out there, no matter what you see, it took people working together to build anything. From the base materials to the design to the concept to the marketing to bringing it to the market, the whole nine yards. We control everything. We want something good to happen. We work together. We make it happen. Now, I understand we don't need everybody, but we do need enough. So enough people working together, we can do anything. Your money's low right now. You feel bad about your financial situation. Well, okay, we're going to help provide you with multiple streams of income. We're going to get in these first to make sure they're what all they say they are. And we have some new ones coming up, and I have some things coming up in my mall, HHF Mall. That's another thing, HHF Mall. I don't know. I have to check and see if Buffalo Wild Wings is in Africa, but I know we're in Dubai. So you can always buy Buffalo Wild Wings through us, and Hand in Hand earns 5%, and that's any day, okay? So, you know, you don't have to wait until the Panda Express fundraiser. But the HHF Mall, you know, that's a way of saving money. So in order for me to help you save money, I feel I need to help you make some. I need to help help improve your life so that you can have money to save and invest into the other things we're talking about.
Yeah, let me see. I just thought of something, Mr. Walker, and this is goes out to Brother Stuart Fields as well. Mr. Walker, do you have airline flights?
Oh, yeah. I have everything. HHS, we have it all.
All right. So, Brother Stuart, on your next trip, book your flight.
Okay.
Through the HHS Mall.
I have no problem with that. The only thing is, you know, with my frequent flyer miles that I'm having, I just have to look into that. But I have no problem. I'm a team player.
All right. All right. Yeah, because
we also have points. We have points. We have Bonvoy. We have International. We have International Rent-A-Car. We have International Hotels. We're growing. You know, I'm growing the mall. The mall is, by the time I get through with the mall, I figure we're going to have somewhere around 20,000 stores. This is crazy right now. We picked up 7 stores yesterday.
Wow.
They're loving this program because it helps them eat well. It helps their business. Everything Hand in Hand does is we do it together. So I'm vested in helping their business survive. When I've talked about Amazon, Walmart, you say, yeah, these people don't need no help. But, yeah, because all of them could shut down in 90 days. We control all that. People. If we stop, guess what? They done. But let's stay on the positive part. This is a way for them to give back from your participation in doing what you do every day, what you do every month. You have to shop. You have to shop for food. You have to shop for things. So you're helping them stay in business. They're passing discounts that they wouldn't normally pass to other people in some cases, not in every case all the time, but discounts that they wouldn't allow other for-profit businesses. Why? Because we're a nonprofit and we can write it off. But you want to build something in your community, it takes your participation. These are easy participation programs, you know. But what I want to say about this, since we got way off of Tapestry, let's get back on Tapestry. Tapestry. What I love about this, I hear they, I hear somebody in the background. But what I love about Tapestry is first thing that is free.
I'm sorry.
And I've always said, if a business, I've seen these multi-level companies and all this stuff. You know, I saw all sorts of opportunities and everything in my life. And I always wondered why they, if I'm gonna make some money off you, why do I need to charge you for a kid or something like that up front for you to make some money? If I believe in you and you believe in what I'm doing, let me invest a little bit into you. I love this because this is something like paying it forward. You see what I'm saying? But now you're getting paid for something they are taking from you every day without your permission. And now you're kind of protected too because now they just can't take your data no more. Your data is now contracted over to another company for right now. You see what I'm saying? So that's a hidden protection that I don't even think Tapestry's people looked at. But legally, that is a protection. Now you're contracted. It's a violation for them to sell your information. So I'd rather have a company that's going to kick me back a little something than just take it from me. You know what I'm saying? And now the thing is, now you go from Tapestry. And Mr. Hall, one thing we were talking about is outlining a pathway through these programs, like where you take the money from this program, now you roll it into this, and that builds it here. And when this matures, you roll it into this investment. When this matures, now you have multiple streams of income. By the time we get through, you may have money coming in from 20 different sources and invested in 15 more, but you can get it all for nothing right now. So I would suggest everybody sign up. A Hand in Hand Foundation, yeah, you can sign up under us, Mr. Hall. Anointed Hands, you can sign up under us right now because we're building something that they don't see coming. People power, total financial freedom. And I'm going to build the ways for you to save that money through my nonprofit, through the Healthy Homes Project, through our water project, our food project, so through the mall. Because what I'm doing is reshaping the industry, and they don't even see it. I'm making sure that these prices are available to people at a lower price. Like right now, if you go to Amazon right now, go to Hand in Hand Foundation, go to HHF space M-A-L-L, HHF Mall, Google that, go to Amazon. If you're on, go to Amazon in the big box stores. When you click on that Amazon button, you can sign up for Amazon for $5.99 a month. All you have to do is have food stamps or be on SSI, some type of government program, you can get your Amazon Prime for $5.99 a month, half the price. Because if y'all paying regular Amazon Prime, I think you're $12 a month right now. something like that. So this is what the mall is designed to do, to help you save that money that Mr. Hall and that these programs are going to help build. And by you sharing these programs, why wouldn't you share something good? You share gossip, share something good with your friends and family. Y'all want to be talking about this over here? Talk about something positive. Let's talk about making this money. Let's talk about investing. Let's talk about work together. Let's talk about these positive things that we can do across the country. Don't just look at yourself. Look at what you can do if y'all had a group of people doing the same thing. Get that. Let's get those groups of people together. We don't need everybody, but we do need enough. So we get enough people working together, we make the changes. And if it's great and good, everybody's going to come on in anyway. This is good. I haven't seen nothing bad about it. That's why I'm in it. And we take that first step. Before we tell you guys anything about any program, we've already in it. Tron case is something he's going to talk about later. I've been in it for months. I'm still in it. I'm going to stay in it. I'm going to put my kids in it, my grandkids in it. Okay, so you got to understand what we're doing here. Tron coin, you know, we want to push that as the people's money. And right now you can buy that at what, 5 cents, 6 cents? I think it went up to about 5.50 or something like that. You can buy that at 5.5 cents. Well, you can't buy Bitcoin at that. Bitcoin's at $39,000, $38,000 or something like that. You can't buy a Bitcoin unless you got 38 grand, but you can buy for a nickel right now a coin that future value with as we grow these programs and these programs that support these, the cryptocurrencies, it's going to be worth a whole lot more in the future. And I don't mean 10, 20 years from now. I'm talking about in the next year or two. Everything we're talking about is not making you rich overnight. That is crap. So for overnight rich, get rich schemes, leave them alone. Stop wasting your time. We're going to research these programs. We're going to be a part of these programs so we will have physical knowledge of what happens in these programs step by step. And then we're going to tell you guys about them. So for right now, that's all I'm going to have to say on the subject of Tapestry. But sign up. Get in. And get in now. And there's another program I want to talk about later on at the end that is on the HHF Mall that seems to be pretty great, too. So I want to talk about that when we get through. But I want to turn it back over to Mr. Greg Hall. And you now have control of the outer limit.
All right. Let's see. I hope everyone is like those lights are going off, because you realize that, first of all, you're talking about something that is free. So that now puts you in a position to have more disposable income. See, there's a lot of freebies out there. Everybody's talking about, oh, free membership. But does the free membership give you anything in terms of an opportunity to produce more income? And this does, all right? And I said, for some persons, the income might be very small. And then for some other persons, the income might start out being very significant. If you happen to have 3,000 friends on Facebook, imagine if you got half of them involved in Tapestry. Imagine if you got just 10% of your 3,000. So that would be an extra $300 a month. I could buy a couple of groceries, put a little gas in the car. All right. But the idea is that now you say, okay, wow, I've got $300 more income. Let me see if I could put at least $30 of that into an investment fund. Okay. And here's the deal. The investment opportunities are really off the hook these days because of crypto. As he mentioned, one of the programs that we've been talking about, the Tron case opportunity is paying. I'm not going to talk about what it was paying, but it is still going strong. It is paying up to 1.5% a day. Okay, that is more than the bank pays you in a whole year, 1.5% a day. So you just, put a few dollars in and let's say, for example, at that rate, in the course of a year, your money's going to at least triple. All right, so it triples and then you reinvest. You know what I'm saying? So now your wealth is growing. you know, your disposable income. And eventually you can be in a position to eliminate intergenerational poverty. Imagine how different your life would be if you knew that at a certain age, 18, 19, 20, 21, whatever, that you had, you know, an inheritance of, say, at least $50,000 to start out with. You know what I'm saying? And this is, you know, this is Evelyn. Remember the story of the prodigal son? You know, I mean, this thing of leaving an inheritance is very much, it's not anything new. It's part of Jewish culture from day one, from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? There's a story that's in the Bible where he said, "Dad, I want my share of the inheritance." You know what I'm saying? Which is very interesting because the real deal, you know, usually these inheritances are not distributed until, you know, someone dies. But he said, "I want it now. While, you know, while you're still living, I want my share." And, of course, we know the story. He went out and wasted it, riotous living, wound up eating with the pigs, and then came to himself and said, "Wait a minute, I got a rich dad at home. Well, I'm embarrassed, I'm humiliated, but I'll go back to him and say, look, can I be a servant?" You know what I'm saying? And you know the story. His father said, no, you're my son. You know, I'm so happy that you're back, that you came to your senses." All right, we got a couple of calls here on the line, some numbers that I do not recognize, and I'm going to open up, and maybe they have something to share. All right, let's see. Let's start with 907-545. Let me open up your mic. 907-545. Who do we have on the line?
Hello.
Or are you, if you're just listening, you don't necessarily have to speak, but your mic is open, 907-545. Would you have anything you'd like to share with us? Or would you care to?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
I just want to kind of merge into traffic and find out what you're talking about right now. I just called in. I don't know enough to have an opinion to share.
Okay. We're talking about this process of becoming, I like to call it, going from zero to a financial hero. In other words, we know that economics is so important in terms, especially, you know, in the Black community, where money does not circulate as it does in other communities. So, however, the problem is that some people, for whatever reason, are severely, I'll use the term, severely financially challenged. So we're examining opportunities that can change that, where you don't necessarily need any money to start off completely free, and yet it offers financial opportunity, one of which is a program that we were talking about called Tapestry. I don't know if you've heard of Tapestry, but check it out when you get a chance. And it's spelled TAPESTRI with an I on the end, .io. An unusual opportunity that basically pays you for your data. A lot of people have problems with that, but it's a big industry, and we're not getting paid for it. Facebook and Google are making tons of money off of accumulating our data. And so someone came up with the idea, well, let's get the people in on the action and pay them, you know, it's not much, but the idea is progression. Start small and then take it to the next level. And already have some plans and opportunity and information about how you can start very small and go and take it to the next level. So that's what we're talking about, and kind of tying it in with the need for what I call an ecosystem where, you know, where there's a multiplicity of things and you know, activities, investment options, and job opportunities. And I even invented this word that I call jobportunity, a job that becomes an opportunity, because we realize that it's not really necessarily about a 9-to-5s where you have to trade your time for money. You want to be financially independent, and the goal should really be if there's some way that you can establish your own business. And this is another thing, while I'm mentioning that, together, So you get together with 5 to 10 people, and let's start a corporation. There are a lot of people don't know there is. See, there's a lot of stuff happening that people just don't know about. There's opportunities in terms of getting lines of credit as a business, of getting funding. There's all kinds of funding other than your traditional bank funding these days, but people do not know about it. But the idea is that, you know, you heard the old saying, money makes money. So those persons who are doing their homework and research know about a lot of things that a lot of people don't know about. And while I don't have all the answers, I do know a few things about, a few things that most people don't know about. And we have had some guests, such as, and I can call some of their names, Mr. Barry Braxton of Braxton Global Inc., allright.com. He's all about, you know, showing you how you can dot the I's, cross the T's, and get and start a corporation, get funding, get lines of credit, and take it to the next level. Another gentleman who has been a guest on this show, Mr. Jerome Kirkland of Kirkland Financial Group. See, these are people that you can check out on the internet. They have businesses. So we're not just talking fluff and hype, you know, talking about real deals. And that's kind of what we're discussing, specifically focusing it around this particular opportunity, as we said, called Tapestry, which is somewhat of a game changer, because it will allow for a huge infrastructure or downline, and some people have big intellectual problems with the use of the word downline, because automatically they come up with, oh, pyramid scheme, no, no, no. A pyramid can be a good thing. Traditional businesses such as Enron, such as Trump University, such as the tobacco companies are not necessarily pyramids, but yet did they do the right thing? No. So, in other words, do not throw out the baby with the bathwater. Yes, it could be pyramidal, but does it have to be a pyramid scheme? Not necessarily. It's all about, I call it collective economics. Let's group together and, you know, let's make some progress by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? Progress by any means necessary. So let's open up another line, another number that I do not recognize, and this is 678-933. Any comments or questions in terms of what we're discussing? We're talking about an ecosystem to take us from, you know, from one level to the next in terms of making financial progress and achieving financial independence, and of course, keeping, you know, enhancing our communities. I've kind of summarized it into three things. We need to support and endorse each other, keep our spending in the family, and don't be greedy, share back with the community. Because if you're really smart, you realize that that can only help your business to grow. All right, so 678-933, any comments, statements, questions? Your mic is open. All right, perhaps you're just listening in, and that's fine. 978-933. All right, let's see. Let me open up another mic here at 916-370. Your mic is open. Any comments,
Hello?
Questions, statements, announcements, whatever. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Miss T. I had a question about the part of Tapestry where you sell your information. Okay, how about
yes.
What happens when we go and on a site and it has the information on it and we've already given our information over to Tapestry? How do we, like Harris was talking about, it, we get a certain protection by putting ourselves into Tapestry. How does that affect us if we go on a website and we're wanting information from that website, but they're gathering our information? How are we protected in that incident or case?
Well, I guess the key word is protection. The real deal is that I mean, you one agrees to the terms and conditions of Tapestry, and you have to ask the question, well, what protections do I have in other situations that I'm not getting compensated for? I mean, so, I mean, you can call it invasion, whatever, but you agree to it, but you're getting, but it's already happening. See, this is the point that we don't want to, you know, we don't want to forget. It's already, this is a big business. Billions of dollars are made in terms of gathering our data and our information and being sold to third parties. So it's a simple thing of, well, okay, look, they know anyway, they're doing it anyway, I might as well make a few dollars. But don't look at the few dollars, look at where the few can now take you to in terms of having more disposable income to now take it to the next level. So you've got $50 more at the end of the month. Now, what can you do with that 50? Can you do anything with it? Yes, you can, whether you know it or not. Yes, you can. You can take 50, and the 50 can become 100, and the 100 can become 200. And next thing you know, at the end of the year, you've got $5,000 more in additional income. And that could, you know, that could make some car payments or whatever. So, however, I noticed that you're in the same area code as 91. As Mr. Harris, perhaps Mr. Harris, you want to, you know, give her a brief response to what she was inquiring about.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
I have one more question.
So the problem with well, let me answer that one for you, Mr. T, real quick. Okay. So the problem is with that you usually gave that other carrier or those apps permission to use your data, and so. This is one of the things that we're looking at now because some people, you know, they don't want their data sold. So you have a way of opting out. We fought for that already a couple years ago, but that's not enough because let's say you download an app to go play a game. That app when you clicked in, didn't read that contract said they could do whatever they want to do with your data inside that contract. They may sell it to their friend, to their business associates, marketers. They may keep it internally, you know. So your data is very important. Now, the data that Tapestry is tracking is not like your personal data. It's more like where you've been, your shopping habits,
right.
Marketing.
It's not personal data.
But
they're staying in advance. They're not going to be accumulating personal stuff.
Right. Okay. So with the laws and then by contracting with them, you do afford, it does afford you some outside protections, but if you opt in on something without reading the contract, you know, that's like going to the store and you're buying something and it has all these ingredients on it and you don't want to read it, some of those ingredients may be bad for you. So,
okay.
You know, so simple contracts are, to me, the easiest ones, and I prefer businesses with simple contracts.
Okay. And then right. You were talking about, were you talking about Tapestry or the when you said that it wasn't, you guys were waiting for the agreement with Apple?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're waiting for the green light. They already have it for the Android phones, but they're waiting for Apple in terms of the iPhones to give them the green light for the app itself, because it will be an
right.
app and available on all phones. And
okay.
So right now it's all pre-sign up. Right now it's all pre-sign up to get in early.
How do I pre-sign up if I have an Apple?
Oh, I'm going to send you the link. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Harry.
I'm going to send you the link to everything. Don't worry. I got you. And thank you for calling in, too, Ms. T.
You're welcome. I had a question about the coin thing, too, when we get there.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tron-K. Yes.
But I'm sure Harry sent all that to me, too. So, all right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Call again and spread the word. All right, because it's all about working together. And, I should mention that, family, in terms of Tapestry has stated that they will not be going into any personal data. They will not be looking, you know, they're not concerned about, they are concerned about your movement, where you shop at, where you're going. but they're not going to be looking into your text messages or eavesdropping in on your phone calls. They don't want your social security number, except that they may have to take it to pay you when they start paying. That's IRS regulations, but they're not concerned about your personal information. All right, and they do declare that and have stated that in advance. But what can I say? Like, read the terms and conditions. If you find that they're not to your liking, then don't do it.
Research everything.
Yeah. But realize that, if that be the case, then read the terms and conditions for everything, because you would be surprised at what they're already, doing in terms of data accumulation that's already happening. Because most people, and I must say, unfortunately, I'm in that group, I just click terms and conditions, all right, whatever, not knowing what I'm what I'm getting into.
I got this bridge I'm going to sell you next week. I'm going to send you this app for the bridge you can buy.
Yeah, who wants to read 20 pages of legalese, 10 of which you don't understand anyway. But at any rate, let's see. Who do we have on the line here? Okay, I think I've just about covered. All right, we're at the top of the hour, so we're going to take a little commercial break, and we're going to hear from Dr. Ron Robinson, who's giving us updates on any PSAs, public service announcements. Let's see. Okay, just a second here. Let me get myself together here. I'm trying to run down the commercial stuff, and we will be right back. So while I'm waiting, if you want to call a friend and tell them, look, listen to this show, I have no problems with that. All right, let's see. Let's listen to this brief commercial, and then Dr. Robinson will come.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Okay, I told good. I told them last week in terms of my daughter and her car and how Legal Shield helped us put a $24.95 a month, no extra cost, no consultation fees, no extra fees. Wrote a letter to the dealer and the bank, resolved the issue. My daughter now got compensated for damages as well as got that extra car note off her back, and now she's in her new car. And she's moving forward. Our nephew had a ticket, got his license suspended quite a while. The ticket started off at $600. Now the ticket's $2,500 with penalties and fees. Got him into Legal Shield. Legal Shield do take on existing conditions, existing legal matters that you have right now. Got him on the Legal Shield, made a letter, the letter containing to his economic depravity. Okay, she's economically challenged, so to speak, or economic hardship, and the judge reduced the ticket back to lower than the 600. So I'm just saying, Legal Shield is a tremendous opportunity. You need legal advice. People going into these different MLM programs, going into these different opportunities, starting businesses, you need legal advice. You need contractual obligations written up for you by a professional attorney. So there's a tremendous amount of things in which Legal Shield can help you with. They'll do a will for you for free. Write a letter for you for free, evaluate contracts, contractual obligations that you get. They will review it for you for free. All this is when you're $24.95 a month. Your children go to college way thousands of miles away from your home. You want them legally protected, especially children of color. A lot of things going on in this world that is illegal. They're violating people's rights. There are a lot of illegalities in the police department. You do not want your child out there unprotected. You want them to have a card saying, I have 24/7 access, 25 days access to an attorney. If you're going to retain me, stop me, hold me, let me contact my attorney. If you're going to arrest me, take me downtown to the precinct or whatever, let me call my attorney. Beautiful thing about prepaid legal, we have attorneys all 50 states, Puerto Rico and Canada. Okay? So that means wherever you at in the 50 states of the United States and Puerto Rico and Canada, they can you can call prepaid legal 24 hours, 7 days a week hotline, and they will get an attorney for you 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. All right? You need this protection. You need it. $24 is nothing compared to going, getting arrested, paying court fees, going through all of that rigmarole, going through all those problems, and end up spending $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. Legal Shield can prevent a tremendous amount of cost. Knowledge is worth money, and people perish. Forget about money. Bible said people perish because of lack of knowledge. So one thing you want to do, you want to be knowledgeable, you want to be on top of your game, you want to know exactly what you're doing. There's a Legal Shield for business, a Legal Shield for gun holders, a Legal Shield for trial proceedings, a Legal Shield for families, a Legal Shield for identity theft. We cover you up to $1 million. There's a lot of different things that are on there. Go to the website, RobinsonR38. WERARE Legal LEGAL Shield SHELLD. We are LegalShield.com COM. And check it out. It doesn't hurt you to check it out, but it does hurt you when you're not protected. When you don't have an attorney to protect you. When you don't have familiarity with a law firm. Legal Shield uses the biggest law firms in your state, the biggest law firms in your state. That means not only they're strong when they go to court, but they cover every aspect of law. So I'm telling you, don't let it pass you by. For far as service announcements are concerned, we are still in the stages of $2.3 billion to the free and clear energy, the solar energy, the farm. They're going to do solar farms now. They're going to give the farmers opportunity to develop and get money that way. We had the black farmers got sidetracked in 2018, 2017, 2019, 2020 for the subsidies for farmers. Black farmers got nada, nothing. And if we sit around and keep our mouths shut, we'll get nothing again. Black community, step up. Go to the website. Ronald Pathia spent 30 years researching this business, trying to keep black people abreast of it. There is Black Association, the Black Association of Solar Energy Companies. There's that association as well. They're trying to get the community to understand the benefits of bringing solar energy to your community. Economic development, number one, that's jobs. That's number one. The infrastructure that they invest in, fixing up the elevators in the project, cleaning up the yard, building parks and where kids can play freely without being harmed. Getting better policing and security in the projects. Beautifying the community, getting the potholes out of the street, cleaning up the areas. Okay, getting better sanitation services, better police services, better medical services, better food in the community. You'd be surprised how money affects every aspect of your community. So I'm telling you, Don't forget to go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P-C, .com. PositiveChange.com. PositiveChange.com. Go look at the petition. Sign the petition. Go look at what energy for 30 years have been about. Go look at the economic depravity of the black community and free energy. Why we're not getting this funds in our communities, our poor communities. What's going on? Are you concerned? Well, if you're concerned, go to PositiveChangePC.com. Go look at the videos, live videos, explaining to you. Farmers talking directly to you, okay? Nobody said a word when the black farmers got sidetracked from the farming subsidies. The same damn thing they did to us when they started giving out the acre land and the horse and the mule and all that stuff. They gave us nothing. It was geared for us, and they sidetracked us, and they've been continuously overlooking our communities, overlooking our needs, overlooking our concerns, but we keep giving them $2.3 trillion to the gross national product. We keep giving them money, and they give nothing back because you don't ask. A closed mouth don't get fed. Get up and start talking and making a change. Plus, we have self-funding reparations program at myprojectneo.org, myprojectneo, project, neo, neo.org, myprojectneo.org. Go there for eight silly little dollars. You go to McDonald's, you spend $12 for a number nine. Plus eight little measly dollars, you can participate in self-reparations where the economy will flourish in the black communities, and the potential for black millionaires is directly affected our economy. That means taking that $2.3 trillion and putting it back into the community. Do we understand that? Do people understand math? What are they teaching you all these days in school? You're putting $2.3 trillion in the hands of the enemy. The hands of people ain't giving you nothing back. Don't you know nothing for nothing leaves nothing? Billy Preston told you that. So, my brother, my sister, young and old, learn to earn by getting into things that bring you money back to your community, back to your pockets. You don't waste it, $2.3 trillion. Only Lord knows now it might be $3.4 trillion. It increases every year, but your economy decreases. Something is crazy here. Something is crazy. But I'm telling you, you have to get up and start to learn this process and understand how it works. We have to start learning how this whole thing works and start doing things that which are beneficial to us. The richest people in the world have not a dollar in their pocket, but they invest it into everything that will bring them money back to their banks. That's why they're multimillionaires. That's why you see these little kids now, like Kanye West, a multi-billionaire. Long enough, but he's there. You got to know what to do. You got to know. Listen and learn. Read what Warren Buffett is doing. Read what Bill Gates is doing. You have to like these people to follow the trends that they're doing. Read what this poor dad, rich dad, Sakiaki, read what he's doing. Read these books. Get involved. Read the Millionaire Next Door. It's a lot of distortions about millionaires. You know, a lot of people ain't got $1 million, but they look like it. So get to know what's real and what's wrong, and people get involved, change your life, change your finances. If you want to learn more about these prosperities and these opportunities, I also just started something. People in Africa are being displaced by the Chinese, especially in Ghana, Jamestown. We're going to build some houses there. And we're looking for investors with $100,000. In 7 days, you'll get back $200,000. We're doubling your money, $230 million a real estate developmental investment, okay? So we want to bring this to the black community. We want us to be a part of this, as well as we're going to help and save our brothers and sisters in Africa and the Caribbean. Wherever the Chinese go, where there's black people, there's a problem. They're not our friends. They're not our loved ones. They're not trying to be good citizens in Africa or the Caribbean or in America. They're trying to take over. So now we have an opportunity to fight back. So please, sir, ma'am, get involved. Get involved. Give me a call, 914-363-9007. 914-363-9007. You can email me at Reb, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com. Reb, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com. I got documentation to prove everything I say is factual. Thank you so much, Professor Gregory Hall.
All right. Let's see. We are going to get it together, take it to the next level. There's so many opportunities, all right, and see, here's the deal. The opportunities coupled with the technology, all right, is unprecedented. You know what I'm saying? Let's say, for example, you have no skills, your educational level is not what you'd like it to be, but you have a phone, okay, you have a smartphone. You can go to Google and other sites and learn whatever you want to learn, and 6 months down the road, you are an expert, all right? You know what I'm saying? And we are bringing to you these programs where you could have nothing, such as Tapestry, such as Clixtures, such as True Connect, all right? That's just three, and there are more. And I'm going to be talking about another one called Oru. I think they changed the name to Gizmo. But now, Gizmo is very interesting in terms of the services that it provides for free. It is not necessarily a money-making opportunity, but Tapestry is, all right? And as I said, you can start small and take it to the next level, all right? I want to just share with you, because I'm my team of as I announced, maybe you came in late. I want to, I'm not boasting or anything, but I am a super affiliate like Brother Field. And I think it's been, maybe a week, because I really just learned about it last Friday, and I kind of really didn't get rolling until Sunday. So in a week's time, I became a super affiliate. And I want to just share with you that I'm going to call some names. I have some heavy hitters on my team. All right. Of course, Brother Stuart Fields, who was at the beginning of he's not with us now. He was on the line earlier. He just became a super affiliate last night. All right. Of course, we have Mr. Walker, who's promising to clobber everybody. I like to mess with Brother Walker. All right. But no, but seriously, he has some things in place in which he can make that happen. We know he's very, very well connected. I got Brother Charles Minor. You may have never heard of him, but he is one of the best gospel organists in the country. This brother can make the organ talk. And he also has a huge, huge following in terms of Facebook, and especially in the New York area. I've got a young man that I met through a radio broadcast name. He might be listening, he might not, but his name is Jaheim Royster. He will be 19 years old next month, and he is going to help me get the youth division going, all right, because I'm very concerned about our young people. We need to offer them some positive alternatives so they do not have to opt to sell and or use drugs, all right? And they don't necessarily have to work at McDonald's or Burger King flipping no burgers either, all right? So we can do it, but all we got to do is just come together. And this Tapestry thing, and it's not the only, there's other programs I probably never even heard of, but I heard about this one, and it offers a rare opportunity to build infrastructure. All right, because the next thing you know, we have an organization with millions of members. You know, it sounds far-fetched, but it can happen, and I can already see a turning point, you know, in terms of the growth of my vision of Reap More Network. And Reap More Network is about helping. It is almost a ministry, all right, because I'm concerned with helping the hurting, the homeless, and the hungry, three H's, all right? Okay, and that's where our head is. For example, in economics, creative economics, why do prices have to keep going up? Wouldn't it be great if somebody figured out, well, wait a minute, we're going to do something and the price is going to be going down instead of up. All right. Okay. What about something like taking people from homelessness to home ownership? And we kind of do some new things in terms of using all this economic opportunity and investment opportunity. We already know that Mr. Walker can build these healthy homes, which are much more cost effective. So that means your mortgage might be lower in terms of the cost and the time. And then you add on some creative investing, so you knock down that typical 15 to 30 year mortgage to a 5 to 10 year mortgage. I'm saying it could happen. It could happen, and if when we get to that point, I think people will be saying, wait a minute, I think I better get in on this program. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna knock 10. If it's 5 to 10, in other words, as opposed to 15, the typical mortgage is 15 to 30 years. What if we knocked it down to 5 to 10? It can happen. I'm telling you, it can happen when we work together, take advantage of all these great opportunities, great technology, you know what I'm saying, great financing options, innovations, ideas that you may have. You may have the idea for the next big thing. Who knows? You know, I have a lot of ideas, and many people who know me personally know that I'm a career musician. I'm retired now. I put 50 years in playing in churches all over New York, okay? And even I expanded and even went to parts of northern Jersey. But I really had a tremendous career in New York, primarily in New York, all over the place, mainly Brooklyn, but Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan. And I played at storefronts, and I played at mega churches, having 2 and 3 services, having anywhere from 1,000 to 2,500 members. You know, I played for some of those mega churches as well. But my greatest gift is creative thought. I just wake up with ideas, ideas, and ideas. So at any rate, okay, so much for tooting my own horn. But somebody said that it's a poor driver that can't toot his own horn. So that's okay, you know what I'm saying, as long as you do it in humility. But the Reap More Network is growing. And when I was mentioning some of my heavy hitters, I forgot to mention this brother who just called in. Okay, better late than never. My good friend and brother, King Melvin Brown. He's another one that he's going to blow it up. You know what I'm saying? He's doing like a what's the word? He's touring the country right now. He's all over the place. And let me see. Let me open up his mic and just have a few words from him. King Melvin Brown, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm blessing all right. My brother. It's just always a pleasure. Like you said, better late than never. Just got off a movie set. And all I didn't right. want to miss it. I didn't want to miss the broadcast because you just, you know, it's always about mind tuning for me. It's always about having the right mindset. And when you have people that's in tune mentally, they just come together magically and very powerfully. I just can hear from the time you guys started, I can just see it, the unfolding, you know, of like minds, tuned minds coming together and making the world, you know, a wonderful place to be. And I always want to say, this is just my truth, and everybody can have their own truth. God bless America. I'm crazy about this country. No matter what the so-called issues are. So just wanted to say keep up the good work. God has shown you major favor, and it's a pleasure and an honor to serve with you in God's vineyard.
All right. You know that song that says, when all God's children get together.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. You know you're
all
talking right.
I'm trying to keep it in the economic vein. I don't want to start preaching. But anyway, let me open
right,
this. Thank you so much, King Melvin, for your support, for calling in, for those great words. And all right, we're going to move right along. Let me see. I want to open up another mic here. How about 718-440? Your mic is now open. At least.
How you doing, my brother?
Oh, all right. And who is speaking, please? Oh, this
Hello?
Is. Wait a minute. I think I recognize the voice. This is a man. Okay. This is Fred Braswell. He is the, if you need a car, call him up. All right. Because, see, here's the thing. I learned some things, you know, about in the car business, that the integrity of the salesman can make a world of difference in terms of your cost, you know, both when buying and after you turn the car in. I learned some things. So thank you so much, Fred, for calling in. And Fred is another one. He's going to help me blow this thing up. You know, and him and I are working together. We've been knowing each other, Fred. We've been knowing each other for a long time, right? For quite a while.
Oh, man, long time. Many years. About 20 years or more. 20 years or more, easy, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's longer than that. But
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We go back to the 80s, but at any rate, we're giving away our age.
Yeah.
Greg, you know what? You know what? I want to have you on the line. Why don't you give the listeners a tip about stuff they probably do not know? Not, you know, kind of make it kind of quick, but a tip about what they need to know when they turn their car in.
Yeah, if you're a, that's a good place to start. If you are an old-time leaser, so to speak. If you lease cars all the time, one of the first things you need to know is that before you get when you get a month out from being able to turn your car in, you need to have a pre-inspection for your end of lease. It is imperative, because if you turn your car in and let it be picked up by the dealership, by the manufacturer, should I say, and taken to, let's say, Wyoming, when that car gets off of that truck, if you haven't done the pre-lease inspection, they're going to inspect it wherever they take it to. And let's say if the car got hit on the side going up onto the truck or coming off the truck in Wyoming or Iowa, whatever it took it to, whatever car dealer auction they took it to, because that's what they do. They actually take your car and they resell it. They could give you a bill that you're not expecting. You can get $1,000 bill, $2,000 bill, whatever it is. It doesn't happen all the time, but it could happen. So you need to have a end of lease inspection before you turn the car in. Most of those things are good up to 2 months. So you'll know exactly how much you owe on any scratch, any little small dent on that car before you turn it in. This is what a lot of people don't know, and they get these crazy bills. And they don't know what the bills are from. Also, with every lease in America, you have what I call the divorce fee. When you turn your car in, you're going to pay a fee for not continuing to lease with that company that you're with, whether it be Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Acura, doesn't matter who it is, even Mercedes. Mercedes, like their divorce fee, meaning you know, you're not buying another car, you're just turning it in. Their divorce fee is, I think, between $600 and $700, you know, just to turn the car back in and say, hey, I don't want another one. So you have to know these things. So and that's going to be a bill in the mail for you if you don't know about it. So these are just certain things you need to know about.
All right. So this is so important, because as he was sharing with me, that many a salesman do not tell you why. Because, for example, the situation that he mentioned in terms of turning the car in, and next thing you know, something happens on the highway, and the car gets banged up, or you know, or it gets scratched. They make a, you know, some sort of commission from this bill that you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? And so they're going to say, well, I'm not even going to mention that. You know, they don't want you to know. So the integrity of the salesperson can make a big difference in your pocket or pocketbook. You know,
definitely.
So
one thing I wanted to mention, I'm sorry to cut you off, Greg, but one thing sure. I wanted to mention too, and this is paramount for people. This is something that just protects people. When you turn a car in, whether you're trading it in, whether you're finished the lease and you're going to another one, make sure, now this is going to sound very crazy to some people, but trust me, there's a reason. If you turn your car in, make sure that somebody at that dealership or you yourself scratch out the registration that's in your window, the one that says 10-22, October 22nd, and now here it is June, and you're turning it in. It has five more months left on that registration in your window. I have literally seen salesmen take a razor blade, cut it out of the windshield, and put it in their car because they don't want to. They don't have the money or whatever. They don't want to spend the money to re-register their car. It's not passing inspection, so they'll take your sticker out of the window and put it in their car. So you're getting tickets for 2 and 3 months, and you're wondering, how am I getting tickets? I took this, you know, I don't have this car anymore. Well, you didn't take the registration out of your old car, and you had a year left on your registration. Somebody at that dealership could possibly be using your registration to drive around the city. And you have to make sure that when you turn that car in, you either destroy that registration or you tell the guy, your salesman, hey, take that out of the window for me. Give me that. You know what I'm saying? So these are just little things. You just got to know when you turn the car in.
All right. See, you don't get this kind of information on every show. All right. So this is good stuff to know. You know what I'm saying? And bottom line, we're talking about Tapestry mainly, which my friend Fred Braswell is also involved in, and we're kind of centering it around this ecosystem. Okay. System. See, the system can make a big difference. For example, Brother Fred was sharing with me that there's an opportunity. Am I allowed to call it on the air?
Sure, why not? Sure, why not?
All right, it's called Co-op Life, and it somewhat resembles gifting, but it's different because it's automated. You know what I'm saying? And that's a whole nother show that. You know, because I like to, you know, do my homework. So what I did was he told me about it, and I was kind of busy really at the moment. So I taped it. You know, I have the ability to, you know, to tape things right. Anything that's on the internet, I have a Vimeo system and I can tape it. And but, you know, it's like systems make a world of difference. We live in very technological times. You know, and I always like to use the example of, say, White Castle versus McDonald's. White Castle had a 34-year first-to-market edge. What does that mean, translation? It means they got started 34 years before McDonald's was ever heard of. But who's the biggest? Right. Who is the biggest?
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's is 28 times bigger than White Castle. So why?
Yeah.
Because they had a better system. And brothers
Definitely.
And sisters, it's all about not only marketing, but creative marketing. You got to have some ideas, you know. You know, so McDonald's said, we're going to come up with some clowns and, you know, have something for the children. Okay. And it worked. And it worked. Do you remember? I don't know if they still have these McDonald's with the slides and everything, you know, right inside
yeah.
the restaurant, a little
oh,
kiddie
yeah.
park, you know, and but, you know, call it what you like, it definitely worked. So, but we're talking about mainly, you know, ecosystem, and I am so serious because we can go from zero to financial hero. We can actually eventually start corporations together, you know what I'm saying? And they got all kind of funding sources that, that you and I don't know about. Some of us know about them, but, I mean, it's not no longer business as usual. People have figured out all kind of ways to buy cars with no down payment and houses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all kind of crazy stuff that – and some of the stuff you and I still don't know about because the super rich has said, we got to keep this a secret amongst us.
Oh, certainly. Certainly.
We don't want these people knowing about these deals and all this stuff that we're doing in the back room. You know what I'm saying? So let me see. I think I have opened up just about all of the mics. Let me just go back to 1 minute.
Great. Can I say one thing? I'm sorry to interrupt
you.
Can I say one thing? But just in case somebody wants to capitalize on it, I had a conversation with my boss recently, and he told me that he would give $250 to anybody that referred somebody to my dealership to buy a car.
All right.
So just know somebody that wants to buy a Acura, and I can get you $250. And that's definitely – I'm not saying that to be saying it. Greg will tell you I'm a man of my word. You'll get that $250 if I got to pay for it out of my pocket. But no, the dealership is actually paying that, but I'll make sure you get it. It's not a problem. Just make sure that you get in touch with Fred Braswell. I can give you my number, 718-440-5988, and make sure you tell me your name.
Repeat your number again.
Yeah, 718-440-5988.
All right.
Make sure you leave me a message, call me, please, and let me know that you're sending your cousin, your aunt, whoever it is to buy an Acura, you'll get $250 to you. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, Sam, did you hear
hey,
that
Greg.
Now? They call. Yes.
Is my mic on?
Yes, it is. All the mics are open.
Okay. Okay, good. I just wanted to ask a quick question. I need to know what dealership you're at and what's the city and state.
Yeah, I'm at the dealership is called Rally Acura. And it's in the state of New York, and the town is Roslyn. Once again, the dealership is called Rally, R-A-L-L-Y-E, Acura. And, it's in Roslyn, New York, in Long Island, New York. Yeah.
Okay.
Long Island,
New York. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a new Acura dealer?
Yes.
I was just thinking because I got people in New York and my nonprofit. I think I have a way to help market that out too, and do it as a tax write off, a donation to the nonprofit.
Let me know.
So
I just got this.
I'll get with you after the radio show.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
All right. Now that's another interesting sort of thing to hold. That could be a whole show in terms of getting paid just for information, you know, just for knowing someone who is maybe they're going to get married, maybe they're going to need maybe they just got married and they might be interested in some life insurance, or maybe they want to buy a car, or maybe they want to be interested in buying a house. You know what I'm saying? And you just your knowledge of that information can be money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? You could be broke, but wait a minute. I know of somebody who's doing such and such and such, money in your pocket.
Information is the most powerful and the most expensive commodity in the world.
Yeah, definitely. Your show is helping me. I tell you, Greg, I just bought the Legal Shield yesterday, the other day from Brother Robinson. Yeah.
All right.
How about the Legal Shield? I'm back in the Legal Shield. Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, I gotta speak to Robinson and tell him, look, I want a little cut.
I got $2.50. Don't worry about it, Greg.
I got that Legal Shield.
I got $2.50.
Yeah.
So, but
hey, that's
about,
what it's about. Tools and fuse. Them tools and fuse add up. My dad told me never pass up the pennies chasing dollars.
Definitely.
Yeah. And but you see the potential. Seriously, brothers and sisters, if we can just work together, and the truth of the of the matter is that it doesn't take necessarily the masses, but it takes a few people who are on the same page, who are of like mind, and we can, you know, we can make the money and have our, you know, live comfortably and you know, have a money for our families. For example, I'm not going to mention any names. I know that some people, you know, they have the intention of, I mean, they understand that, for example, life insurance. It's not about just having enough to bury yourself. It's having enough so that if, and not if, but when you die, you're still living financially. It's as if you were still alive because you got enough insurance so you don't have to move out of your two-family house to the projects. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. But, of course, some people are, you know, for whatever reasons, maybe through no fault of their own, they just got dealt a bad hand and they don't have money. But this is what we're trying to change, letting you know that, okay, you're financially challenged, fine. But here, start off with something small. Start off with this Tapestry program and build. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take the $20 a month, whatever it is, and build upon it. You know, and this is what it's all about. And I definitely have some ideas and some visions, and I really feel I'm about to turn a real corner here, because God blessed me in the area of some investments, and I'm going to put that money into marketing, taking it to the next level. I kind of got sidetracked for a while. I was trying to save some money and do my own website, but I wasted a whole month. I said, "Greg, forget it. You're taking too much time. Just pay someone to do it." You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm going to do. Speaking of websites, and speaking of ideas, this whole tracking, this downline thing. And once again, I say that don't throw out the baby with the bathwater when you hear the word downline, because many of you say, uh-oh, another pyramid scheme. No, not necessarily. The pyramidal structure can be a great thing, especially for people like, you know, let's keep it for real, for us black people. We can come together, pool our money, and pull each other up one by one. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of systems I'm trying to devise with my vision of Reap More Network. All right, so much for that defense of that. But the point is that if we just decide that we're going to work together, the accomplishments in terms of what we can do to change our individual situations, our family situations, and our community, all right, do not be greedy, all right, and be willing to share back. And to be honest with you, If you know how to do it, you can be very, very benevolent and use that benevolence in a way in which it comes back to you, you know, like planting a seed, and you just get more and more prosperous, and so you can be more and more benevolent, and it just keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. But as I said, this show is not about your personal ethics. You know, but I personally don't need nor do I want a Lamborghini. Some people do, but I don't. You know, a Buick or whatever will get me from A to B. I don't necessarily.
I don't necessarily
need a. I heard of someone who bought, and I think it was $16 million for a wristwatch. Now, maybe he intends to hold it for a few years and sell it for $17 million, but I don't need no $16 million watch. My mobile phone keeps very accurate time, because to me that's the purpose of a watch. But anyway, that's a whole other show, a whole other conversation. And I'm
you got me involved in. Now I got to defend. I got to be in the defense. You know, when God showed you prosperity, if God want to show you prosperity and you want the $17,000 watch, stop. Let the man have the $17,000 watch.
First of all, I said 17 million.
He said 17
million. I mean, I'm just saying, oh, look at all the trees. God have abundance. I can't even count the trees. I can't even count the grain of sand. So I'm saying it's all right. Because guess what? Because every last one of them people that have $17 million, what? God, do not stop their breathing apparatus. It's okay.
Yeah. That's something to think about.
The problem is, people don't understand reciprocity.
I'm the host. I'm not going to get detoured. As long as there are starving children in the world. As long as there are starving children in the world, I am not. Now, to each his own. If that's what you want, then fine. But I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Because, unless world poverty has been eliminated, you got starving children, not necessarily in Africa, right in New York.
Around the corner.
Christ,
I agree.
Christ says the poor are going to always be with us. Christ is going to say,
Christ said that, but Christ also gave us this entire world. And the only reason why we have shortages now is because we gave control to another man, something that God gave every man.
Come on now. See? We got to take responsibility.
I agree with Gregory for that. I agree with Gregory, and I agree with everybody, but we got to understand something. If you don't have the money, how can you put it into the right thing? So if I get $1 billion, I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it with the needy, not the greedy. I'm going to try to open up businesses. I'm going to try to feed people. But these brothers and sisters that are getting the money, they have no intentions of doing anything right. That's the problem. The wrong people are getting the money.
We don't need everybody. We don't need everybody. We just need enough.
Everybody's
not going to understand, but they will come sooner or later.
Let me cut in here and say that I am by no means advocating that there's some kind of virtue in poverty, but I'm saying if God has blessed you with an abundance, help your brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? And because at the end of the day, you know, that Picasso that you got on the wall, what is it going to do with you when you die? You know what I'm saying? It's not going to do anything for you. And you know that there's some starving child, you know, around the corner, and you got a Picasso on your wall. Do you really need that? I mean, if that's something you want, go for it. I'm just saying that Greg Hall does not even want it. I want to be a billionaire, sure. But what am I going to do with the billion? Because it's not the use of the money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of it. So I want to make it, but I'm not in love with it. And I'm going to use it to help.
Man, money is nothing but a tool.
Right. I'm going to use it to help other people.
I love this conversation. I love this conversation.
Until they've been there. When they get there, when they're known for having money and see all the problems that money brings by itself, people knowing that you make money, know what I'm saying? Come on, I retired at 31. You know what I'm saying? So, it brings a lot of problems with you. So I don't even like money. That's just a tool for me to help other people eat until I can create a system that we don't need it no more.
I'm just a big advocate of teach them how to fish. That's all.
Because
I said if I teach you how to fish, you ain't gonna be looking in my mouth.
Amen.
I agree with you. There's protection in everybody eating.
Come on, come on.
There's protection, individual protection. That's a built-in protection. You ain't going to risk what you got over no, because now you ain't got, I mean, most of the crimes committed are financial crimes, 90% of them. 90% of crimes are financial crimes. There's reasons. Greed is one. Need is another.
That's right.
We can eliminate the need. We can work on the greed.
Come on now. That's right. We saying the same thing. We on the same thing. I love this.
That's well said. I like this.
All right.
See what you started, Professor. It's just your fault, man.
I'm passionate about what we do. You know, this is what we
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
You know, I'm blessed to be around the brothers that I know on this radio show right now.
because there's so many that are so misled and so programmed. The programming runs so deep.
Amen.
It runs so deep that we're programmed. This is the way life was intended, but it's not.
All right.
We're not even supposed to be working like we're working.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I hate that four-letter word. That four-letter word. You're right, brother. I ain't supposed to be doing working like no Hebrew slave.
No, you ain't. We supposed to be. All we supposed to do is go fishing, go hunting, and procreate.
Come on, live life.
You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to. When we learn how to build for each other, build what's needed for the 330 so-called million people we have now. Tell me what we can't build a billion of. Especially working together. Everybody can have three times what they need.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. So, you know, this is what unity is about. Unity eliminates us. The hookup saves you money, right? That's unity. Say, I'm going to hook you up. With my people over here, they're going to help you out for the low. That's what we did growing up in the hood because this is one base of our society of hustle. But we always work as a unit, even in the hood, good and bad together. Just because y'all bought the booster, when the booster something, but hey, we need a pack of draws for $2.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So born out of necessity to survive in this system, we had to learn to hustle. But what we stopped doing, what we got programmed in is we got programmed to be an individual, which is an automatic fail. They taught you how to fail because they told you not to work together, not to trust somebody. We're telling you how to get some money to get you started so that you don't have to worry about a risk. You know, everybody that's listening, they should be sharing this radio show to everybody because this radio show, we talk for real. And everybody who knows me, you know I hold my breath for no one. No one. I'm going to say what's on my mind.
All right.
You know, but we got to work together. We got to
understand. I'm going to have to change the name of Let's Get It Together and Have Real Talk, right?
And real talk.
All right.
We'll create the real talk.
I got to cut everybody off because I got some announcements I got to make. All right, let me see now. Seriously, this is, you know, I love this kind of interaction, and this is good. This is what we need, you know what I'm saying? And but at the end of the day, we definitely need to work together. Let's take it to the next level so everybody can eat at the table. Nobody is jealous. Nobody's envious. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You say, oh, wow, King Melvin got a Bentley. Let me go and bang it up because they're jealous. You know what I'm saying? But what if you say, look,
all right,
you don't have to bang up my Bentley. I'm gonna give everybody a Ford. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it can happen, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I want to make some last-minute announcements. First of all, listen to on Thursday my new show, The Reap More Report. Now, this one you can see me. Okay, this is on Facebook Live. The time is currently 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, that's what? That's 3 p.m. in Pacific Standard Time. But so you can see me. That show is growing. We already have a decent audience because I'm partnering with Brother Stuart Fields, and he's bringing his 200,000 followers to the table. So that show, and on our next show, our guest is going to be Mr. Jerome Kirkland of the Kirkland Financial Group. That will be airing on Thursday, this coming Thursday at 6. And they said we're going to probably change the time to 8 o'clock. That'll be in about 2 weeks. We'll be moving to a later time. But for the next 2 weeks, the next two episodes should be at 6. For those of you who do not know, Brother Fields is journeying to Ghana, all right, to the town of Boga Tonga, Ghana, which is, he sells this product called Boga Detox, and that's where he got the name from. It's a town in Ghana called Boga Tonga. Okay, so support him. His site is Anointed Hands, spelled with two N's, A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D-H-A-N-D-S, all one word, AnointedHands.my, M-Y, Shopify, S-H-O-P, Shopify.com. MyShopify.com. That's Brother Anointed, Anointed Hands, Stuart Fields. Okay. And then, of course, support the HHF Mall. Okay. Hand in Hand Foundation.org. HANDANDHANDFOUNDATION.org. AnointedHands.org. Look, you know you shop online from time to time, and almost everybody's hitting Amazon for something, you know. And but there's other things. There's vacation, there's bookings, there's cars, there's educational courses, there's all kind of stuff. That's Mr. Walker. He's on the line now. All right. Of course, I mentioned Jerome Kirkland of the Kirkland Financial Group. Okay, and let me spell his K-I-R-K-L-A-N-D, Kirkland Financial, F-A-N-A-N-C-I-A-L, Group, G-R-O-U-P. He's going to be our guest on the next Let's Read More Report. Okay. Of course, do not forget about the project right here, the Neo Nation Self-Liberations Project, okay, with Dr. Winborn. And, of course, all the shows that take place throughout the week. This is every night of the week, 7 to 9. The number is the same, 347-857-1311. Check out when you're on YouTube, look at Black Brilliance, B-L-A-Q, it's spelled. Brilliance, B-R-I-L-L-A-N-C-E. Okay, that's on YouTube. Great production. Check that out. And let's see. We mentioned, of course, our caller tonight, Brother Fred Braswell, a man of integrity. You know, check with him and get about, you know, you may know somebody that's buying a car and they can get that $250. His number is 718-440-5988. All right, if you want to get your mind in order, contact King Melvin Brown. He can help you get your thinking straight. Mind tuning, okay? You know, like a piano can get out of tune. Sometimes our mind can get out of tune. You can reach him. Area code 347-346-3047. And that is about that. Let's see. And, of course, remember Legal Shield, Dr. Ron Robinson, 914-367-9007. All right. I think we've about covered anything. So we have about a minute left. Anyone? You want to cut in and make a little last-minute statement or announcement, you can do that.
I just want to say real quick, let me jump in. I just want to say about the Panda Express fundraiser. This Friday, July 30th, it's available nationwide, any Panda Express. You have to order online, and the code you would put in for the 30th is 903-475, and you put that right in the coupon box right where it verifies your order and the cost. It would be right on to the left of that box. So Friday, July 30th, Panda Express, 28% of your sales are donated to Hand in Hand. There's an event on Facebook. Find me, find it, share it with your friends, and invite everybody. Let's start building some affordable homes so we can start preparing for the future.
All right. So you'll see that Panda Express on Mr. Walker's Facebook page. You'll see it on my Facebook page. We're going to try to blast it out as much as possible. All right, so support that. That's 4039. What's the code again, Mr. Walker? I forgot.
That's all right. That's why we got it recorded on the show. 903-475, and that's for the Friday, 903-475.
All right, so look for that. As I said, look at my page on Facebook, Gregory Hall, in case you get mixed up. It's I'm 3701. Facebook.com/3701 is my page on Facebook, and you'll see it on Mr. Walker's page, Harris Walker. Check it out. You get all the information. We are out of time, folks. We are really out of time. Everyone be safe. Spread the word. We had a great show tonight. Everyone be safe and God bless. All right. Let me look for my closing song here if I can find it. The best is yet to come. All right. Let's see. The best is yet to come. All right. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Okay. Take care, everyone.
The best is yet to come. Everybody help us sing this. Thank you, Daryl Coley. Thank you so much, LaShawn K. Holmes. I love you. Thank you so much. Here we go. You got it. What?
Thank you.